Message number 1302. Mother of Salvation. Many substitutions will take place until the new religion is eventually formed. Saturday, January 3, 2015 at 17:05. My dear children, the face of my son's church on earth will change beyond recognition, and it will be substituted by one which is not of my son. Substitution after substitution will evolve as the teachings of my son will be turned upside down and replaced with false secular doctrines. There is no room for anything other than the Word of God in any church which declares itself to walk in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. But there will come a time when my son's church will become part of a political movement on a grand scale, and it will then lead the way in all things that concern the world, except that it will not remain loyal to the Word as it was laid down by God. All of these things will happen as foretold, as my eternal Father permits his enemies to devour the body of his only begotten Son, but only for a limited time. He allows for these trials to test the strength of those who know the truth and those who remain loyal to his church, as well as those who will discard it in favor of the doctrine of darkness. It will take time before all of these changes will come about, but the seeds have been planted. All religions will be united as one and then merged with governments as part of a new global unit, and they will lead the way until the man of sin enters it to take up his seat. Many substitutions will take place until the new religion is eventually formed, and it will proclaim everything that appears on the surface to be for the good of all. Pray, 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 dear children, for the strength to endure the pain which will ensue. My son Jesus Christ cries tears of great sorrow at the way in which he is to be betrayed, and for the souls who will be lost to him on the way. It will be up to his loyal sacred servants to steer the ship which will keep his true church on course as it sails into choppy and stormy waters. But please be assured that every good grace will be accorded to those who remain true to the Savior and Redeemer of the world during these harrowing and difficult times. Your beloved Mother, Mother of Salvation.